各位弟兄姐妹大家好。再一次跟大家说个圣诞快乐哈。
Dear brothers and sisters, good morning and I'd like to say Merry Christmas to all of you.
今天很特别，我可以跟我太太一起站在讲台上。
It's very special for me to stand here with my wife.
因为她平时不出现的。
Okay, keep going.
好，我一起先来低头做个祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们实在感谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
因为今天是我们庆祝你诞生的日子。
Because today is the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus.
但我们知道，其实你的诞生只是一个开始。
When we know that the birth of your birth is just marking the beginning.
因为从你诞生开始，你就是定义要为我们成就救赎的计划。
So from your birth, you mark the beginning of your salvation plan.
今天我们能够在这里的人。
Today, for all of us who can be here,
就是已经在你计划中的人。
This is because we are part of your plan.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
感谢你给我们在你的救恩中有份。
We thank you that we can take part in your great plan of salvation.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
感谢你。
Thank you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
各位弟兄姐妹，今天是圣诞节了。
Brothers and sisters, today is Christmas.
我相信大家去买礼物、送礼物、买减价品、明天是 Boxing Day, 然后吃圣诞餐都很忙的。
I think you have very busy with buying gifts, giving gifts, shopping for bargains, and preparing for Christmas feast.
但弟兄姐妹，我不知道你有没有想过哈。
But I don't know whether you have thought about.
在圣诞节里面，除了买礼物、送礼物、买减价品、吃圣诞餐之外。
Besides shopping for buying gifts, giving gifts, shopping for bargains, and preparing for Christmas feasts,
我们到底应该真正做什么事情呢？
What should we be doing during Christmas time?
那你知道，对圣基督徒来说，这是一个我们纪念救世主降生的日子。
For us Christians, this is time that we remember the birth of Jesus, our Savior.
也是纪念我们救主在我们生命中开始这个救赎计划的一个节日。
And it's also remembering the beginning of the salvation plan that our Lord Jesus has been in our lives.
所以我们对圣诞节的庆祝呢，我觉得应该是有所不同的。
So the way we celebrate Christmas should be a little bit different from the world.
我今天就很简单，就透过刚才我们所读的那一段经文呢，跟大家看，其实有四个呢，我们可以用来庆祝圣诞的。
So today I would like to take a look at the Bible verse that we just read and suggest four ways that we can celebrate Christmas.
这四个方法就是我们在这段经文中都可以找得到。
There are four different ways that we can celebrate Christmas according to this scripture.
这一段经文呢，刚才我们已经读过，它是记载耶稣诞生的那一个情景的。
So the passage has been recording, talking about the scene of the birth of Jesus.
我们已经很熟的一个故事。
We are very familiar with the passage.
那根据这段经文呢，如果你留意，第一个我们作为信主的人，我们可以庆祝圣诞的方法是什么呢？就是去为主做见证。
So according to the scripture, the first thing we can do for Jesus is to spread the good news.
我解释一下，在耶稣降生的那一个夜晚。
So on the day of the birth of Jesus,
有天使就向牧羊人显现。
So there are angels appear before the shepherds.
就跟他们说，哎，救主已经在伯利恒城里降生了。
So the angels proclaim that the Christ has been born in the town of Bethlehem.
那牧羊人看到异象之后，就去到伯利恒城。
So when the shepherds saw the vision, they went to Bethlehem.
然后找到了玛利亚，找到了约瑟，找到耶稣睡在马槽里。
They found Mary, they found Joseph, they found baby Jesus lying in the manger.
然后刚才我们所读的第二章十七节说，牧羊人既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
So in verse 17 it says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child.
他们就去传开了。
So they spread the good news.
传什么呢？
What do they spread?
就是第十节所说的，它是一个关乎万民的大喜的信息。
So in verse 10 it says it's a big news, a great joy for all the people.
十一十二节说，在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督，就是主。
So in verse 11 and 12, it says, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord.
十三节说，然后有一大队天兵天使赞美神，说在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人，就是这些话他们传下去。
So in verse 13 it says, a great company of heavenly hosts appear with the angels, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those who home, in whom his favor rests.
所以弟兄姐妹，牧羊人在见到了耶稣之后，他们所做的事情就是把天使还有所有他们所见到啊，天使所讲的这些话，他们所见到的全部传开去。
So what the shepherd did was they spread out all the good news that theywitnessed when the shepherds told them, and also what they seen in the manger.
所以他们其实就是在为主做见证。
So what they are doing is to witness for the Lord Jesus.
同样弟兄姐妹，我们在这个圣诞节里，我们也可以做这件事情。
So dear brothers and sisters, we can do the same during this Christmas time.
让人明白真正的圣诞的意义是什么。
Let people understand what's the real meaning of Christmas.
世人都需要明白，圣诞节就是主耶稣世人的救主来到人间的日子。
The world has to know this is a time that we remember the birth of the Savior.
我不知道你没有发现，其实圣诞节呢就是最好传福音的机会。
I don't know whether you know this or not. Christmas is the best time to spread the good news.
今天早上开车来的时候听到一个新闻。
On my way here, I heard a news.
他说在温哥华有一家人，
So there was a family in Vancouver.
从上个礼拜开始
Starting from last week,
都有人按他的门。
So there are people knocking at the door.
一打开没有人在外面。
So when they open the door, there's no one there.
但是却有那个圣诞的那个耶稣降生的这个故事里面的其中一个小玩具是放在外面。
But there's a little toy about the nativity scene.
每天都是如此。
So it happened every day for the last week.
每天都是个新的。
So every day there's a new toy there.
就把开始是玛利亚，后来有约瑟，后来有耶稣，有马槽，有所有的东西。
So it started with Mary, then Joseph, then baby Jesus, then the manger.
这个人很好奇。
So this person getting very curious.
他就告诉电台。
So he told the radio station.
电台就把他报告出来。
So the radio station spread the news.
我想这也是个传福音的好机会。
So I think this is a good way to spread the good news.
我们可以寄圣诞卡片来做见证。
We can send Christmas cards.
我们可以唱圣诞诗来圣诗来圣诞节的诗歌来做见证。就像刚才一样。
Just like what we did now.
我们可以选择参加教会的圣诞聚会来做见证。
We can participate in the church Christmas party.
我们可以自己来也邀请人来，像今天这样到教会里面我们做见证。
We can come and invite our friends to come just like today.
有很多人平时可能不会踏足教会。
There are a lot of people, they might not come to church on a regular
basis. 但是在圣诞节他们愿意来。
But on Christmas Day, they might be more willing to come.
我们可以为因此就把福音传出去。
So by that, we can spread the good news.
弟兄姐妹，我在想，在圣诞节里，主耶稣最希望我们做的是什么事情呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you know what would Jesus want us to do during Christmas time?
我想就是让人明白他来到世人间他的苦心。
I think he really wants to know why he has to come to this earth.
所以我们可以为主做见证，去还主这个心愿。
So we can be the witness for God and help him to fulfill what he wants to do.
所以主求主，所以弟兄姐妹求主给我们有力量，有恩典。
Let's ask our Lord to give us grace and strength to do that.
让我们在圣诞节里，我们先经历他的爱。
Let's experience his love firsthand.
然后再把这个爱传开去。
And spread this love to other people.
为主做见证。
Witness for the Lord.
过了这个圣诞，这是一个有意义的圣诞。
That will make our Christmas very meaningful.
所以弟兄姐妹，第一个可以庆祝圣诞的方法呢，弟兄姐妹，就是为主做见证。
So the first way to celebrate Christmas is to be the witness for the Lord.
第二个呢，我们可以在圣诞节里面去庆祝圣诞的呢，我称它为思念主。
Second, we can remember the Lord.
去想他。
To reflect upon the Lord.
去思考他的事情。
To meditate about the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你们有没有发现。
I don't know whether you notice or not.
我们在圣诞节里面经常是安静不下来的日子。
So Christmas is a time that we cannot be quiet.
我们常常因为节日反而很忙很忙。
Instead, we have been very busy during Christmas time.
你去过这个 shopping, 你就知道找个位置都很难。
If you have gone to shopping, you know it's even very difficult for you to find a parking.
然后我们常常在圣诞节常常会把圣诞的主人给忘了。
So a lot of time we forgot about the main character of Christmas.
也就是说我们圣诞是庆祝了，但是把圣诞的主人给忘了。
So in other words, we celebrate Christmas, but we totally forgot who are we celebrating.
你要当 当年那些牧羊人见到了耶稣之后，
So remember those days when the shepherds saw Jesus.
他们就到处去做见证。
So they spread the good news everywhere.
然后十八节说，
Verse 18 it says,
凡听见的就诧异牧羊人对他们所说的话。
And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
你知道诧异这个字其实它的本来意思是安静下来去默想去思考的意思。
Amazed, the original meaning of this word is to quiet down and to ponder.
也就是说那些人听完之后他们就去想。
So what it means is that after they hear it, they quiet down and they think about this, they reflect upon this.
弟兄姐妹，其实我觉得这是我们今天要做的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is what we need today.
安静下来去思考。
Quiet down and think about the breath of Jesus.
思考什么是有意义的事情。
Think about what is really meaningful.
思考什么是永恒的事情。
Think about what it means to in eternity.
思考什么是最重要的事情。
Think about what is really important in our lives.
在一两年前，中国大陆有一套电视剧。
A couple of years ago, there was a TV show in China.
这套电视剧呢，那个主角人物呢，很喜欢用一句话。
So the main character has a favorite line in this TV show.
那这句话后来很流行。
And it becomes a very popular line.
你们可能听过。
You might have heard it before.
说人生有意义的事情就是要好好活。
So it says the most meaningful thing in life is to live.To the fullest.
好好活就是做有意义的事情。
To live to the fullest is to live a good life.
我再讲一次哈，人生有意义的事就是好好活。
The most meaningful thing in life is to live to the fullest.
好好活就是做有意义的事。
To live fullest is to live a good life.
这句话大家都懂了。
So we all know this.
那大家很喜欢。
But they all love it.
因为很有共鸣。
Because they all resonate with this.
为什么共鸣呢？因为他们去想。
Why they resonate with this? Because they think about it.
真有道理。
Oh, they think about this is really makes sense. Yeah.
因为平时不想。
Because normally we don't think about this kind of thing.
看了这个电视剧，说了这句话，去想。
So after they saw this TV show, they thought about this.
一想人就成长。
So when they ponder, when they reflect upon life, they grow.
就看开，就被鼓励。
And they have a different perspective. They are being encouraged.
弟兄姐妹，人就需要去思考才能成长。
So we have to reflect, we have to ponder, we have to meditate in order to grow.
那思想什么呢？在圣诞节里去思念主是最好的了。
So what should we think about? During Christmas time, the best thing to think about is Jesus Christ.
你想想，如果我们在圣诞节里面，圣诞过完之后，我们都没有想过主的一刻，那就有点像白过了圣诞。
Think about this, if you go through the whole Christmas, but without thinking about Jesus, then it's really meaningless.
就跟过其他节日没什么分别。
It doesn't make any difference compared to other holidays.
所以有时候我们要有诧异的心。
So we need to be amazed.
我们要好奇。
We need to have curiosity.
好奇会导致我们去询问。
Curiosity helps us to pursue and ask.
去寻找。
And to find the answer.
只有找的人才会找得到。
It's only who find who seek will find.
只有询问的人才会寻得见。
Those who ask will see.
你想想看，人生的岁月匆匆。
Think about life, it goes really fast.
数十寒暑，我们中国人说。
So it's just a few decades.
在你不经意中就会稍然溜走。
So all of a sudden, before you know it, it's gone.
多少风花雪月、良辰美景，转眼间就会化为镜花水月、人去楼空。这是考他的。
So it's a lot of good times and wonderful times, but in a blink of eyes, it's all gone, just like a mirage.
有时候我们回顾我们的一生。
Sometimes we reflect upon our life.
好像曾经拥有很多。
It seems like we have owned a lot of things.
但是到了最后，我们发现最可悲的就是这些东西好像都留不住。
But at the end, we found out that we cannot hold on to any of this.
甚至没有办法说出哪一件东西真正是属于我们的。
We can't even tell what thing do we own at the end.
因为他们都好像流水一样去了，然后就不回来了。
It's like a stream of living water. It comes and goes, and it never returns.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要以主为念。
We need to think about the Lord Jesus.
特别在这个圣诞节里，其实是充满了物质的诱惑的这个时刻里，以主为念，以永恒为念。
Especially during this Christmas time, there's a lot of commercialism. We need to think about our Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹，借着圣诞，传神的 故事。
So dear brothers and sisters, take this time, take this opportunity to spread the good news.
趁着这个机会去思念一下我们的主耶稣，思念永恒的事情。
Take this time to ponder and to reflect upon Jesus.
来，我们来看第三样。
Third.
在第十九节，玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
Verse 19 it says, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
那玛利亚在这里跟这些听到的人做的也是一样，好像反复在思念。
So similar to the shepherds, she pondered.
但是玛利亚的思念是更深的，更持久的。
So, but the Mary's pondering is deeper and more persistent.
她思念的是将要发生在耶稣身上的种种的这些预言。
She's pondering upon all these prophecies on Jesus.
她在想什么时候会实现。
She's thinking about when will this be happening.
所以她不但是在思念。
Not only she's thinking about it.
其实她是在等。
She's also waiting.
什么时候会发生。
She's waiting for this to happen.
等候主的来到。
Waiting for the coming of the Lord.
兄弟姐妹，第三样我们可以做的是什么呢？
So what are we supposed to do?
在圣诞节日里去学习一下等候主，等候主的。
We should learn to wait during this Christmas time, waiting upon the Lord.
兄弟姐妹，在圣诞节里就是我们等候主的机会。
Brothers and sisters, Christmas is a time for us to wait upon the Lord.
等候什么呢？
What do we wait for?
等候主的到来。
Waiting for the coming of the Lord.
等候主的同在。
Waiting for the presence of the Lord.
等候主对我们应许的实现。
Waiting for the fulfillment of God's promises upon us.
这个等候其实就是一种信心的一种行为。
This is faith in action.
我们知道主耶稣为我们来了，为我们受害了。
We know that Jesus has come and has been killed and nailed on the cross for us.
他已经复活了，已经升天了。
He has been resurrected and raised and.
有一天他还会再来。
One day he's going to come back again.
他现在还没来。
He's not here yet.
但是我们相信他会来。
But we believe that he will come again.
我们等候。
We're waiting.
我们这是一个信心的一个表现。
This is an action, faith in action.
所以在圣诞节里我们常常说，哎呀，圣诞节有平安，对不对？
So we always say peace, wishing people peace on earth during Christmas time.
我们唱平安夜。
We sing Silent Night.
但怎么才能真正有平安呢？在圣诞节里。
How can we be really having peace during Christmas time?
你要有信心才会有平安。
You need to have faith.
你要相信主会应许。
You need to believe that His promise will come.
你要相信主会跟你同在。
You need to believe that Jesus is going to be with you.
你要相信主会给你平安。
You need to believe that Jesus is going to give you peace.
你就会有出人意外的平安。
Then you will have the peace.
我记得以前有一次圣诞节。
I remember in one Christmas time.
我也跟你们分享了这么一个真人真事。
I've told you a real life story.
那是我有一次看报纸看见的。
So this is a story that I read from the newspaper.
说到在 BC 省有一位老人家。
It goes like this, there was an old man in BC.
他叫 Jim Moore.
His name is Jim Moore.
他住在 BC 省这个一百里雾的那个地方。
He lives in Hundred Mile House.
他在二次世界大战的时候，他是一名水兵。
He was a sailor during the Second World War.
他说在1942年12月24号晚上。
So on the Christmas Eve of 1942.
当时他随着一个船队在冰岛的外海上航行。
He was part of a navy fleet on around Iceland.
那队船队大概有40艘船。
So there are about 40 ships in the fleet.
他就在其中一只上。
So he's one part of the 40.
当时他23岁。
He was 23 at the time.
那天晚上是风平浪静的。
So it was a calm, nice night.
一片星空。
So it was a starry night.
四周静悄悄的，就没有一点点的声音。
So it's very quiet. There's no noise.
但是大家的心中呢很恐惧。
But everyone has fear in their heart.
没有平安。
There's no peace at all.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那天晚上已经有五艘船被德军的潜艇给击沉了。
Because there was five ships being attacked by the German.
很多水兵葬身海底了。
So there's a lot of sailors killed on that night.
大家都不晓得什么时候会轮到自己也是同一个命运。
So they were wondering when would be their turn.
他说那时候大家又冷又怕。
So they were cold and scared.
突然间
Suddenly,
从远处传来音乐声音。
There was some music from far away.
一个一个的音符从远处的一艘船传开过来。
So there was music notes coming from a ship far away.
平安夜，圣善夜，真宁静，光明。
Silent night, holy light, all is calm, all is bright.
原来是一艘挪威的船的一位水兵，他把唱机接拨上去船上的扩音器，在平安夜里不离死活播放了一首平安夜，在大公海上播放。
So it was the sailor on a Norwegian ship. He, you know, he has no fear. He just hook up the amplifier with the music player to play the Silent Night.
当时大家很害怕。
Everyone was fear.
因为大家就知道播这首歌是找死的。
Because they know they are looking for trouble when they do that.
那是战场。
It was a battlefield.
德军的潜艇正在寻找目标。
The German submarines were looking for target.
声音是他们寻找目标的最佳方法。
So sound will draw their attention.
这是自寻死路。
So they are looking for trouble.
远处的英国战舰疯狂地用灯光打出摩斯讯号。
So on the far away there was a British ship. They were using a signal, light signal to
命令他停止播放音乐。
To tell them to stop the music.
但是水兵不理。
But the sailor didn't pay attention.
继续播放。
He continued to play the music.
平安夜，圣善夜。
Silent night, holy night.
就在这个时候，海面上传来一道一道的光。
So it was at that time there was another flashes and flashes of light coming over the ocean.
闪出了摩斯讯号。
So it was a Morse code using to pass the signals.
大家看到信息都不敢相信。
So when they saw the signal, they couldn't believe it.
你知道是什么吗
？You know what that it was?
原来德军的潜艇。
It was the German ship.
听到歌声。
They heard the music.
他们浮出水面。
They went up above the water.
打出讯号，要求停战十二小时。
So they sent some signal and say we need to stop the battle for 12 hours.
就这样，所有船只就靠近播放音乐的那艘船。
And it was because of that, all the ships come close to the ship who was playing holy silent.
在那几个小时当中。
So during the next few hours.
大家害怕没有了。
The fear is gone.
战场变成了一个最平安的地方。
The battlefield becomes the most peaceful.
仇敌变成了朋友。
Foes become friends.
来自世界各地的水兵都在甲板上唱着平安夜。
So all the sailors from all over the world, they went to the deck and sing Silent Night.
Jim 说。
Jim said.
我可以看到那些站在潜艇的甲板上的德国水兵。
I can see those soldiers standing on the deck of the submarine.
我们靠近到我可以看到他们眼白。
I can see those German soldiers, the white part of their eyes.
他们用德文和我们一同唱着平安夜和很多的圣诞诗歌。
So the German soldiers were singing Silent Night in German with us.
当时我的双眼是泪水。
My eyes were full of tears.
我相信当时每一个人的眼眶中都是泪水。
I believe everyone's eyes were full of tears.
你要很难想象在一个冰冷的战场上。
Because it's unbelievable that on a cold battlefield.
我们就好像看见一件神迹发生在我们的眼前。
We saw a miracle.
在那十二个小时。
For the next 12 hours,
因为耶稣
because of Jesus,
我们有平安
we have peace.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
我们要学习等候主
we have to learn to wait upon the Lord.
不要失去了你的盼望
don't lose hope.
要为你的一切事情仰望神的带领和帮助
cast all your cares to Jesus.
特别在这个圣诞节里弟兄姐妹
especially during this Christmas time.
这是一个最好去重新坚定我们对神的信靠和盼望的时候了
This is the best time to reaffirm your faith in Jesus.
因为有主的应许。
Because of the promise of the Lord.
所以不要对你的家庭失去了盼望。
Don't lose hope of your family.
不要对你的前途失去了盼望。
Don't lose hope of your future.
不要对你的儿女失去了盼望。
Don't lose hope of your children.
不要对你的配偶失去了盼望。
Don't lose hope of your spouse.
不要对你的终身大事失去了盼望。
Don't lose hope of your future partner.
不要对你的健康失去了盼望。
Don't lose hope of your health.
不要对你的工作失去盼望。
Don't lose hope of your work.
不要对你的婚姻失去盼望。
Don't lose hope of your marriage.
不要对你的教会失去盼望。
Don't lose hope of your church.
不论你现在为着什么事情祷告。
No matter what are you praying for right now.
继续的祷告等候。
Continue to pray and wait.
不要停，不要灰心。
Never stop. Never fail.
你一定会找到主给你出人意外的平安。
You will find peace in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，圣诞节里为主传扬他的救恩。
Brothers and sisters, share the good news during this Christmas time for the Lord.
去思念他，思念永恒的事情。
Reflect upon the Lord. Reflect upon eternity.
然后在主面前去等候，用信心去盼望。
Wait upon the Lord with faith.
第四个呢？
forth.
就是我们现在在做的。
This is what we are doing right now.
来敬拜，来赞美主。
To praise and worship the Lord.
把你的忧愁放下来敬拜你的主。
Put all your cares away.
把你的担忧杂念放下来敬拜主。
Put all your worries and cares aside.
第二十节说。
Verse 20.
牧羊的人回去了，因所听见所看见些事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神赞美他。
The shepherds returned glorifying and praising for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
弟兄姐妹，我们除了为主做见证，思念主，等候主。
Brothers and sisters, apart from sharing the good news, reflecting upon the Lord and waiting upon the Lord,
我们也要赞美主。
We also have to praise the Lord.
因为当你能为主做见证，也能去思念主，去等候主，我跟你说，你一定会经历主，然后你很快，很自然，我不用跟你说，你都会去敬拜、赞美他的。
When you can do all three of those, you will be able to praise God very, very readily.
因为你会经历到他的同在。
Because you will experience His presence.
因为我们见到主的作为，我们见识到主的荣耀，我们怎能够不去敬拜、赞美他呢？
When you see His action and His glory, how can you not praise Him?
其实弟兄姐妹，你想想，圣诞节就是个神迹啊。
Brothers and sisters, think about this. Christmas is a miracle.
是个童女怀孕生子的神迹。
It's a miracle about a virgin giving birth to a child.
是见证神的慈爱，见证神恩典的时刻。
It's to witness the presence and the power of God.
所以很自然，这是一个我们可以很去赞美、去敬拜他的时刻来的。
So this is a time for us to praise and worship Him.
我以前读过一个圣诞话剧。
So I have read a Christmas play before.
这个话剧当然是虚构的啦。
This is a play, so it's not real.
他是把这个当年去到从东方去看耶稣的那博士呢改编的一个圣诞故事。
So it's taken from the Bible scripture about the wise men visited Jesus.
看看以后有没有机会，我们教会可以把它演出来。
So one day we might be able to play that play at church as well.
话说了，耶稣单身的时候，有三位博士呢，从东方长途跋涉的就来寻找耶稣。
So it goes like this. When Jesus was born, there was three wise men coming from the east.
要把礼物献上给耶稣哈。
So they wanted to present the gift to Jesus.
还记得他们带的就是黄金、乳香、末药，对不对？
Remember what they brought was gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
那他们就走了很久很久，有一天晚上来到伯利恒的途中，来到个小村子。
So after a long journey, they arrived in the town of in a small village.
刚好就来到一家穷寡妇的家门口。
So they came to the house of a poor widow.
因为天已经晚了，就敲门，希望能跟穷寡妇借个地方过一晚。
Because it's very late that evening, so they knock on the door and trying to get some accommodation from the poor widow.
寡妇呢就有一个八岁大的儿子相依为命。
So the poor widow has an 8-year-old son.
叫做阿茂。
His name is 阿茂。
阿茂自小就是瘸腿的。
So he's crippled ever since.
要用拐杖才能行走。
So he used crutches.
那天阿茂跟他母亲准备就寝了。
So they're about to sleep.
突然间小醒的有敲门声。
So they heard someone knock on the door.
母亲就跟阿茂说：“你去看看是谁在敲门。
”So the mom sent the son to open the door.
阿茂就扶着拐杖。一拐一拐的就去开门了。
So Amal used his crutches and walk and get the door.
然后阿茂很快就又一拐一拐的走回来。
So very quickly he came back.
他妈妈外面有一位国王啊。
So he said, "Mom, there's a king outside."
母亲听了很生气。
So the mom was very angry.
怎么那么夸张
？So okay, are you exaggerating?
就对他，你胡说八道，快去看看是谁。
Okay, don't make it up. Okay, so go one more time and see who's at the door.
阿茂又去了。
So Amma went to the door.
然后很快又回来。
So he came back.
说哎呀，外面现在是有两位国王。
Well, now there are two kings outside of our house.
母亲更不相信。
So the mom didn't believe in him.
你再去看一下。
So okay, go check it out one more time.
他又去了，又回来。
So he went and come back.
这次更夸张。
Okay, now it's getting worse.
外面有三位国王，妈妈。
Okay, now there are three kings at the door.
妈妈也不知信不信好。
So mom doesn't know what to do.
就走去看。
So she went and check it out.
一看眼睛一亮。
So when she was in shock.
三位穿着华丽衣服的人。
So three kings in very splendid clothes.
难怪儿子说是国王。
So no wonder the son says there are three kings there.
特别他看到其中一位身上带着贵重的黄金。
So especially when they saw there's one carrying gold.
很本能的，也许穷得太久了，就去抢。
Okay, so maybe they have been poor for too long. They try to grab the gold.
那博士拿着黄金，博士竟然没有拦阻他，就给他抢去。
So the king who's carrying the gold didn't stop him and allow just let him to get the gold.
他说这黄金可以给你。
So I can give you this gold.
但是我们要去敬拜的这位婴孩。
But we're going to visit a child.
是世人的救主。
He is the savior of the world.
他是爱世人的。
He loves the world.
我相信他不会介意。
I don't think he would mind.
我把他的黄金送了给你。
So I'm going to give you his gold.
穷寡妇一听。 反而是难以置信。
So the poor widow couldn't believe this.
而且反而很羞耻。
So she felt very ashamed.
她就哭着说。
So she cried and said.
不不，我现在不能抢你们的黄金了。
No, I can't take your gold.
你们说的那位婴孩那么伟大，那你们应该去拿这个黄金去敬拜他。
So if he's the savior of the world, you should take the gold and worship him.
其实如果我有什么贵重的东西的话，我也愿意献给他。
If I have anything that's precious, I should have given to him as well.
可是我现在什么都没有。But
I have nothing.
然后这个时候到了话剧的最高潮。So
this is the climax of the play.
阿猫看着母亲和三位博士的交谈。So
Amal was watching the exchanges between him.
他也有感动要送礼物给这位婴孩。So
he wanted to give something to this child as well.
但什么都没有。But
he has nothing.
然后他想起他最贵重、最宝贵的是什么东西呢
？So he thought about what is the most precious thing for him.
就是他的拐杖。It
was his crutches.
于是他拿起他的拐杖，他交给博士。 他说：“你们能不能把这个拐杖献给那位婴孩，世人的救主？因为这是我最贵重的东西了。”
So he said, "Well, can you take my crutches and give it to the baby because this is the most precious thing for me?"
因为这是他走路的依靠。
Because that's the only way that he can walk.
然后，当他把拐杖交到博士的手中的时候
，You know, when he give the crutches to the wise man,
神迹就发生
，miracle happen.
穷寡妇首先发现他儿子没有拐杖也能够站立得住。
So the poor widow noticed that his son can stand without the crutches.
然后他竟然可以站起来，可以走路了。
He can even walk without the crutches.
他痊愈了。He
was healed.
三个博士、穷寡妇跟阿茂高兴得不得了。So
the wise man, the poor widow, and Amal, they are very excited.
高兴到哭了。So
they were crying.
然后很自然，他们就在那里敬拜赞美神。And
then they praise and worship God.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？这个故事，他说阿茂愿意把他。 自己唯一的、最好的、最需要的东西献给主耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, this story tells us that Amal is willing to give his best to the Lord Jesus.
结果他反而得到了一个最大的祝福。And
in return, he actually got the best blessings from God.
弟兄姐妹，这就是圣诞的意义了。This
is the meaning of Christmas.
在圣诞，当我们把最好的，我们先透过敬拜、透过赞美、透过奉献、透过摆上献给我们的主。When
we give our best to God through our praise and worship.
我相信神一定给我们很多的圣诞礼物。I
believe God will give you many blessings in return.
昨天早上呢
？Yesterday morning.
我有一些的事情。I
have something.
要去恒基广场，大家都知道高桂林那个恒基。I
need to go to Henderson Center in Coquitlam Center.
那你知道昨天下了一整天雨。So
it was raining all day yesterday.
然后就是自己也有心事。
And my heart was quite heavily burdened.
然后我们是分开去的。So
me and my family go separately.
然后去到在那里碰面。So
we met there.
然后我女儿就跟我说：“哎呀，有人唱歌。”And
my daughter told me there was someone.
我不知道你们有谁昨天去了。Anyone
was at Henderson Center yesterday?
昨天有一群韩国人。There
was a group of Koreans.
在那个恒基那个台上唱诗歌。They
were singing at the stage of Henderson Center.
我女儿说要听。So
my daughter wanted to listen to the music.
所以我就带着她去从楼上看下去。So
I went with my daughter.
然后我去到的时候，他们已经唱完之前那首歌。So
when I was there, they finished the last song.
然后他们就准备唱第二首歌。They're
trying to sing the next song.
然后折腾了很久，那个四班员在那边指来指去，又站这里，又站那里，大概有5-6分钟都还没唱歌。So
it took them 5-6 minutes to get organized.
就站在那边等。For
the next song, and then I was waiting there.
然后突然间，他们准备好了就唱歌。And
when they are ready, they sang the song.
你知道他们是在圣诞除夕，24号献圣诞诗歌。So
on Christmas Eve, they should be singing Christmas carols.
但是他们唱的不是圣诞诗歌。
But they were not singing Christmas carol.
他们唱什么呢？
What did they sing?
韩语我听不懂。
I don't understand Korean.
但是调子我很懂。
But I know the melody very well.
中文歌，中国人造的歌。
It's a Chinese song that I know very well.
我唱给你们听。
He's going to sing for you.
是神给我的礼物，我也送给你们。你若不压橄榄成渣，它就不能成油。你若不投葡萄入渣，它就不能变成酒。你若不念拉达成高，它就不留芬芳。主，我这人是否越要受您许可的创伤？每次的打击都是真理。如果您收取的东西，您与自己来代替。弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？那我当时在听的时候。
So when I was listening to this song,
我听不懂他们唱什么。
I don't understand what they were
singing. 但我知道他们唱什么。
But I know the lyrics.
而且那天是圣诞诗歌献唱。
Especially they were singing Christmas carols.
我们也期待他唱这首歌。
I was not expecting this song.
但当他们唱的时候，我全身发抖。
I was shaking when they were singing this song.
我闭起眼睛。
I closed my eyes.
眼泪掉下来。
My tears run down.
我觉得是神给我的。
I know this is a gift.
我在发抖，不是害怕。
I was shaking, but I was not afraid.
是感觉神的同在。
But I was amazed. I feel the presence of God.
我为什么要分享这件事情？
Why do I want to share it with you?
因为就是当你在经历神的时候，
It's because when you feel the presence of God,
你很自然下一步你会做什么呢？
The next thing you are going to do is,
你就是想赞美他。
You want to praise him.
因为这首诗歌你知道是尼托森所作的。
So this song was written by a very famous.
第五节他说，在经历了这些苦难之后。
So in the fifth verse it goes like this.
我要赞美，再要赞美，赞美何等甘甜！随我边赞美边流泪，甘甜比前更加甜。弟兄姐妹。今天，我对不起，我唱歌其实不好。我觉得是神昨天送了我这么一个好的圣诞礼物。
Even though I don't have good voice, I really want to share this with you because it's really a gift from God to me.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们可以准备好自己。
Brothers and sisters, we can prepare ourselves.
我们好好的来庆祝圣诞。
We celebrate Christmas.
我们去为主做见证。
We witness for the Lord.
我们去思念主。
We think about the Lord.
我们来到主的面前等候。
We wait upon the Lord.
然后放下我们的忧虑。
We cast all our worries and cares.
放下我们的困难。
And our problems.
放下我们的拦阻我们的。
Any obstacles.
我们说今天我们来敬拜赞美你主。
We come and we said we want to praise you and worship you.
我的祷告也是希望每一个人都能够经历到主。
This is my prayer. I want all of you to experience God.
因为我知道，当你能经历他，你一定能够敬拜赞美主。
Because I know when you experience God, you will be able to praise Him.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
差的天父。
Dear God.
我们实在感谢你。
We thank you.
因为你很爱我们。
Because you love us.
我们无以回报。
There's nothing that we can give you in return.
我们只能够透过我们的言语。
We can only through our words.
透过我们的行动。
Through our actions.
来向你表达。
To express our love for you.
所以求你接纳我们今天在你面前所摆上的。
Please receive all the things that we put in front of you.
也让我们今天有机会。
And help us to have the opportunity today.
去把你的心愿活出来。
To live out your what you want us to live.
让我们有一个美好的圣诞。
And help us to have a good Christmas.
也让你喜悦我们的庆祝。
And pray that you would receive our praise and worship.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.